Welcome to Through the Corporate Glass, a podcast that explores career choices. Welcome to another episode of Through the Corporate Glass. I'm your host, Ashwini. While choosing a job as a product manager, should you consider a startup or an established company? Should you consider a role that is internal facing, or should it be external facing? How does remote work fit into this role? In this episode, we continue our conversation with Luke Congdon, Director of Product Management at Nutanix, to find answers to these questions. Luke's blog is an excellent resource for all things product management and provides some great guidelines for those who are trying to break into this field. I'll reference it in our show notes. Welcome back to our podcast, Luke. Thanks again for making time for us.
Thank you, Ashwini. It's a real pleasure to be here.
If there's somebody who's trying to make a decision about getting into product management, as in trying to choose the first job in product management, I'm going to kind of quote your blog over here because you had this really nice framework to talk through different points. So one of the things that you'd mentioned is that there are two kinds of roles even within product management. There's the external facing and then there's the internal facing role, and people should be aware of this when they make a choice. Could you explain that for our listeners?
It depends on what kind of company that you're at. Some companies do like to divide the roles a little bit. And some will say, if I'm external facing, I'm the person who's going to speak and engage with the customer. And that will include a bunch of things from technical presentations, product presentations, speaking at a trade show, doing a podcast, speaking directly for customer interviews, which means I'm going to go find the signal from the noise in the field and I'm going to convey it back to the company. Now, an internal role is probably one who's going to primarily or only work with the engineering and internal teams, which means they may write the documentation, get in the daily stand-up meetings, talk on a frequent basis to your technical project management and your engineers. And engineers are going to interface with them and be like, I didn't understand this requirement. Does that mean 100 or does that mean 100 times? What did you really mean by that? Or do you really need that? Is that a priority zero or is that a priority one? Or ask for negotiations. Luke, I could do this 10 times faster to meet your March date if you got rid of this one thing. Or if you have to have it, we can make it, but it's not coming out before October. What's more important to you?
Yeah.
And in which case you start negotiating or describing delivery based on the requirements. Personally, like the roles to be combined for one key reason. You can divide internal versus external, but that means the internal person doesn't directly know what the customer thinks. And the external person doesn't have a sense of working with the engineers directly and knowing what's going on. They just eventually see something get released to the public. I like them both in the same role because no matter what side you lean towards, I think all PMs should talk to customers because customers are the source of truth. They don't always convey it correctly, but they know what they want. And I always worry that if you don't talk to the customers, at some point in time, you may be very informed. You may know that customer persona really well, but without talking to them, you start making up what you think they want versus their actual voice. And their actual voice is the power that you convey back to the customer, back internally to the company that says, I know what the market needs.
Thanks so much for clarifying that distinction, because I think then it becomes clearer to anybody who's looking at the role, what it would involve, and then they could make their choices accordingly.
Yeah. For what it's worth, I think engineers would appreciate that too, because if you're getting asked to do something or meet a timeline or produce something,
the engineers
I work with are awesome. They can build anything we want. We have fun arguments about what the right thing to do are, what the timelines are, what the scope is, but I enjoy working with them. But I'd love your opinion. Would you want a product person who is strongly opinionated, feels very confident, or one who maybe has those same qualities, but you believe truly understands what you're going to build?
Yeah, definitely.
And why?
Yeah. Definitely somebody who understands the challenges of engineering as well. So the engineering philosophy is that we can build anything, but then we also want to kind of make it clear that it comes at a cost. And we want to be able to have that conversation with the product manager who, balances the customer's expectations with the engineering effort in some sense. And that only happens when they have a slightly deeper understanding of what the engineering effort actually means.
I agree, because what I like about engineers, especially really good ones, are I feel like they're always masters of efficiency, building a really optimized thing that only meets the requirements.
So does the role of a PM actually change depending on the kind of company you are part of? For example, would it be different for an infrastructure company versus, let's say, an internet company?
You know, for example, you know, for our company, I tend to work on the hypervisor product. So I need to know the compute interfaces, the technologies involved, the competitors, the business models, whether you're an on-premise company like we are, who's headed to cloud, or whether you're a cloud company like AWS or Azure, who's trying to come back on premises. But I could very well at the same time be a SaaS product manager, a tools product manager. I could be working something like Facebook would be very different than what we do. We're enterprise. Facebook's not really considered enterprise by many. And they are a software as a service or a phone app company. So the type of PM you do there is very different, because now you're very much looking at growth. You're very much looking at metrics. And I care about that, but I have a different kind of product. I'm looking at how do I meet the market? So we both care about that. How do I grow? What technology do I need to get forward? You know, the consumer of Facebook doesn't really care about the technology. They want photos, they want messages, they want to talk to their friends and their kids and their grandparents and all that good stuff. My industry, our industry, cares about technology. How am I enabling my business? So if I'm an IT ops admin, how am I enabling my business users to run faster and deliver business services or applications faster? So we most certainly care about how it's built and what it's built and what it can do. That's a high level view of that.
Absolutely. I think you brought out a bunch of really interesting points there about how it actually varies depending on the focus of the company itself. Coming to a more operational aspect of it, would you say a product manager role is something which needs a lot of face-to-face interaction? How do you feel about people taking this role on in a remote environment?
It's funny that you say that, especially after a year of working at home, because in years past, I would have said, be careful with a remote role, because you can be a great PM as a remote role. And I know people that do it today, but I do prefer it to be in person, because although you have the voice of the customer and that's a source of authority, you know, as well as the role, I personally leverage a lot of, you know, personal connections. And it's not leverage in a bad way. It's that I get to know the people I'm working with, you know, things about them, you know, let them know that they're a person, I'm a person, we can work together. If there's a delay, I might not be happy about it, but it's not personal. So leveraging that and getting close, that you can build trust within your organization, at least the parts that you're working with, I think is really important. And in times past, I would say you have an extra challenge of building closeness and trust with people you don't see that often. But you know what? We spent a year because of the COVID pandemic working remotely, and it is working. I think it just perhaps requires more of these live interactive electronic formats.
Yeah. Do you have any particular advice for people who are trying to make a decision between, should they start their career in product management at a small startup, or should they go for an established company? Does one work better than the other for some reason?
So I have some thoughts about this, but my first thought is, at a lot of companies, the number of PMs that you'll get are far fewer than the number of engineers. And there's other really important roles like sales and marketing, but in product, especially for a technology company, like your main customer outside the actual customer is going to be engineering. So often you'll have one PM to maybe five, maybe 10, maybe 15 engineers. So that essentially tells you that regardless of the size of the org, there's not many product managers. Now the role has gotten a little bit more popular in recent years, and I love the role, so I can see why people enjoy it, but it can make breaking in difficult. So in general, I would say if you're learning and you're joining and you're young, join a company that has established processes and established teams, so that they can show you how it's done and mentor you, and they have customers to work with. A startup, especially if they're young, they might not have that many customers. They might not have that many product managers, or they might have none. If you're the first product manager at a startup, they do have a product manager. It's just not called a PM. It's called the CEO or the founder. And sometimes the founder has trouble giving up their baby to someone else to make product decisions. Now, so I'll say two things. if you're trying to get in, take any role you can get. I think there are better roles than others, but if you can't get any role and a startup is an option, do it, but go eyes wide open. Eyes wide open means if they're really small, you might have no one to work with who's another product manager, but the founder who became the CEO is not going to have a lot of time to train you. You might be struggling to get product market fit versus building a product. If you're not sure what to build and sell to customers, and neither is the company, it's going to be a difficult area for you. But if it's the first job you can get, just be very aware of its limitations and perhaps take it. Do it for a year, maybe two. Be very aware, is the company growing, succeeding? Are there more people coming in? Is there a line of sight to a VP of product who's really good that they can help you out? Maybe she or he's been working at Facebook for 8 years. They have a ton of experience. They're going to come in and say, you know, okay, Ashwini, you know, I love the job you've been doing. We're going to add some new processes, and here's a better way to do this. And we're going to go that way. And the market means this. I like to joke that product management is a bit of a journeyman model. You start as an apprentice. Eventually you'll become a journeyman, which is the old guild model of learning. And eventually you become a master, and a master will take on new apprentices. But as you go, no one's going to be that good when they first start.
Right.
So if you're going to go to a startup, just be careful that you don't get stuck in a place that you can't grow in, you can't learn in, and you'll burn out in. So I advise people, if they're starting, go to a big company that has teams who can help you, who can train you, who have the product market fit with a product you can work on and grow the product without having to be a junior person to figure out how to solve the business problem. You'll get there, but not in the first job.
Thank you so much. I think that was very insightful. Would you like to leave the listeners with any parting thoughts?
Well, product management, I love. It's a complex role, and technology is complex for the reasons we talked about. It's always moving. There's a lot of places to grow. But if you're interested, by all means, there's great books, there's great podcasts, there's great blogs out there. Go check them out and take an opportunity. It can be challenging. One element I'll perhaps leave you on is there's a lot of product adjacent roles that if you can't get into product management in the first go around, technical program management is a great role. Technical marketing is a great role. Sales engineering is a great role. And I especially love an SE role, especially if you have a technical background, because it's highly customer facing. So you'll start crossing the Venn diagram barriers of being technology and UX or business focused, and it can help you transition. You'll still have to go find that role, but it can help you transition as you start crossing multiple areas of the Venn diagram.
Thank you so much, Luke. I mean, this has been an extremely insightful podcast, and I think I do want to make a pitch on your behalf, if I can. You do have internship opportunities available in your team, and I would highly recommend any listeners who are interested to reach out. And I think I also want to add that it's really nice to see the level of volunteering that you put in terms of mentoring people who are trying to get into this field. And that's highly appreciated.
Oh, thank you. It's been a real joy to help other people out now that I've been doing it for a long time. And definitely do reach out. LinkedIn's the best place to find me under my name. And I look forward to hearing from you. And thank you, Ashwini, for all this time. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thanks again.
Good.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Do send us your feedback at throughthecorporateclass.com and follow us on Twitter at corporateclass. You can also email us at feedback@throughthecorporateclass.com. We'd love to hear from you.